Say we have the great schos this week of reading Parshas Baaloscha. And the Parshas begins with the tzivui, with the command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Aaron HaKohen. Daber al Aaron va'amarta elav, this is again in the second pasuk in the Parsha. Speak to Aaron and say to him, Baaloscha as haniros al mul p'nei ha-menorah ya'iru shevas haniros. That literally when you go up to kindle the neros, to kindle the lamps, you shall do so facing the menorah as you kindle all eight lamps. So it's in this week's Parsha. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to convey to Aaron HaKohen the great eternal mitzvah of Hadlokas Haneros, of kindling the menorah. So the Rav Menachem Mendel of Kotzk makes an amazing observation. He says, Lefi Adin, Hadlokas Neros Mutaros Bizar. You know, according to the strict letter of the law, the halacha is that a zar, a non-kohen, is permitted to go ahead and kindle the menorah. V'ilu, Hatovas Haneros Asura Bizar. Yet amazingly enough, the actual preparation of the lamps, in other words, the preparation of the menorah, we call the hatava, the cleaning out of the lamps, the placement of the oil, of the wicks, cannot be done by a kohen. And in fact, again, he quotes the Rambam writes in Hilchos Bias HaMikdash Perak Tes Halach Avav, V'chein hadlokas haneros k'sherim bizarim, the kindling of the actual menorah itself is kasher by a non-kohen. L'fichach, Im heitiv hakohen as haneros v'otzion l'chutz mutar lazar lahadlakon ladikon. Therefore, again, now the issue, of course, on a technical level, is that the menorah itself is in the kodesh, ultimately, again, within the Beis Hamikdash, in an area where non-kohanim are not permitted to enter. So the idea that Rambam says is that as long as a kohen prepares the menorah, if he technically were to take it outside, a non-kohen would go ahead and be able to light it. But leaving aside the technicalities, the message that the halacha is telling us is that the actual kindling of the menorah could be done by a non-kohen, yet the preparation of the lamps, the preparation of the light, the preparation for the hadlaka, for the kindling, can only be done by a kohen. And writes the Katzker something so beautiful. Mikan raya, shachona l'mitzvah, gedola mehamitzvah atzma. From here we learn an incredible lesson, that preparation for a mitzvah is sometimes more profound and more impactful than the performance of the mitzvah itself. A very profound statement, but what does it mean? And perhaps what the Kotzker is saying is, how can you say that the preparation of the mitzvah is more important than the mitzvah itself? Meaning, if I prepare for something, but ultimately I don't execute, I prepare the sukkah, but I never sit in it. I prepare the dalamina, but I never use it. I prepare my menorah and chanukah, but I never kindle it. I prepare my Shabbos udah, but I never eat it. So how can you say the preparation is more important than the mitzvah? But perhaps what the Kotzker is conveying to us is the following. It's not the pshat that the preparation is more important, but it's saying is that the mitzvah itself is only impactful if the necessary preparation was put into it. It's only if a person prepares themselves, if it's only if a person puts in the effort to set the table, so to speak, in the right way, that the actual maisa, the actual act, is meaningful. The truth is, we have Chazal express this concept many times. Chazal say, "Mishetarach b'erev Shabbos yochol b'Shabbos." It's only if a person exerts himself on erev Shabbos that he'll have the ability to eat his seuda on Shabbos. What does that mean? What Chazal is trying to impress upon us is that the more effort you put into preparation, the more impactful the results are. And it's not just true in our Yiddishkeit. The truth is, we see it in everything in life. In a marriage, the more effort a person puts into building the marriage, the greater the fruits of that relationship. In one's career, the more effort one puts into the process, the better the results. And it's no different in our ruchnius. You know, sometimes we find ourselves being behaviorally good Jews. I do everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of me. I keep Shabbos, I don't wear Shabbos, I keep Taras HaMishpacha, I give tzedakah, all the different halachos that are incumbent upon me. I do all of these things, yet I'm not feeling it. And the shaila perhaps is, what type of preparation am I putting into these events? If I say to myself, you know what, I find that I have no kavana during davening. So a person has to ask themselves, no, what time am I getting to davening? Am I rolling in at 5 minutes afterwards? Am I rolling in at 35 minutes afterwards? When I daven itself, is my mind everywhere but where it should be? Am I getting distracted by other things during the course of davening? Or am I putting my efforts into preparing myself for a proper religious experience? When the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, that Chassidim HaRishonim, the early pious ones, they used to meditate for an hour before davening. What do you mean to meditate? Davening itself is a meditation. What do you mean meditate tonight before davening? They understood that in order to have a meaningful spiritual experience, a person has to prepare themselves. A person has to be in the right kind of mindset. You know, a topic we've spoken about many times before, to have an impactful Shabbos requires preparation. If a person is constantly running into the 18 minutes, then the shaila is, what type of preparation am I making for my Shabbos? Obviously, it happens to all of us at different times. We're in a last-minute rush. But there's something so beautiful to saying, I'm going into Shabbos Kodesh prepared. I'm preparing myself before the 18 minutes after Hadlaka says. I'm preparing myself to be able to go in. Everything in life that matters requires preparation. I will say it's the same way. If a person has a major deal that they want to be able to conclude, and that deal requires investors, so I would venture to say, not a businessman, but I would venture to say, no one goes in cold to that meeting. No one rolls out of bed, you know, throws some water on their face, and just jumps into that meeting to raise millions of dollars for their business ventures. It requires preparation, and it requires PowerPoints, and it requires rehearsal. It requires a whole bunch of different things. Because if you want successful results in life, you have to be willing to put in the preparation as well. It's true in our relationships, it's true in our careers, and it's true in our ruchnius as well. If we want meaningful religious experiences, if we want a meaningful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to ask ourselves, to have meaningful religious experiences, I have to ask myself, how much time and how much preparation am I putting in before the Maisa Mitzvah, before the religious experience, to prepare myself ultimately again for a meaningful and uplifting event? Torah is teaching us a most profound lesson. The kindling of the candles, the kindling of the light of spirituality is something magnificent. The kindling of the menorah is something beautiful and holy. But that kindling is only as bright, as only as luminescent, as the amount of preparation that goes into it. It's not enough to have a kohen for the hadlaka. Anyone could light the menorah once the wicks and the candles are there. But it takes a kohen, it takes someone special, to be able to arrange the menorah in a way in which it's going to give off constant and unending light. That is our avoda in life. To not just kindle the menorah, but to take the time to place the oil. To take the time to clean out the schmutz from the receptacles. That's the first thing, because if there's too much schmutz there, then ultimately the oil cannot be there. To take the time to clean out the residue that's been staying there for a long time. To fill it up with beautiful shemen zayizach. To put in the wick. To do whatever we need to do to set up the proper lifestyles, to set up the proper frameworks that will allow for the light of the menorah to burn. May we be zoche miyartz Hashem, not just simply to kindle the light, but may we be zoche to put in the requisite activity, the requisite preparation, to prepare our menorahs, to light our menorahs, and to miyartz Hashem bask in the beautiful light. Wishing everyone a beautiful, fulfilling, meaningful, and restful Shabbos.